Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To go ahead and talk about the Deshaun.
Literally, depending on the operation.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to watch a few of those on YouTube later. Now, we welcome in, as we do every Monday, 6 p.m., Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
You carve any pumpkins this weekend, Daryl?
No, I leave that to the company men.
That's a good little turnabout there. All right.
JP? I'll take it. No, I'll take it. No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't
you
even...
Big kiss, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Big bootlicker over here. That's what they always say about me.
Shameless.
Well, hey, whatever gets the job done, man. At one point, you have to turn around and realize, you know what? It's okay to play the game, Daryl. It's okay. And if that means carving up some pumpkins and then dropping them on Nick Wilson's doorstep, that's okay, too.
Yeah, if I'm dropping something on Nick Wilson's doorstep, it ain't a carbon pumpkin.
It's probably going to be burning, too, while we're at it.
He threw you off for a second.
No, that's really good.
You had the imagery of him dropping off something that was burning on your doorstep.
Can you see any scenario in which Deshaun Watson is on the active roster again for the Cleveland Browns?
Sure. They owe him a lot of money. Now, do I see a scenario where it's smart for Deshaun Watson to be on the active roster for the Cleveland Browns ever again? Nope, probably not. I mean, if the Haslams were paying attention yesterday, I think it was made known how the fans feel about Deshaun Watson. So, but when you owe that kind of money and you have that type of a salary cap hit over the next 2 years, yeah, I can definitely see it.
Nick maintained that yesterday went so badly for Deshaun, not only from a personal level, but more the idea that he really saw how much the fan base disliked him, that he would potentially take a pay cut of sorts to get to a different team. Do you buy into any of that logic?
You're assuming another team actually would want him.
Yeah, we were in the same spot, Daryl. I was like, who's taking him on to be a backup quarterback? Like, that's not going to happen at all. I think his NFL career ended yesterday on that field.
I just think the guy's radioactive. Why would you want to bring that into your locker room? So, I don't know if it ended his career. I don't know if it ended his Browns career yesterday. But the fans certainly made their feelings known. Browns players made their feelings known about how the fans felt. And I don't think the players really grasp the gravity of the situation that Browns fans have been asked to swallow for the better part of three decades with this franchise. And when you're going out there and laying eggs each and every week, when you were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender this year, and the guy that got hurt isn't playing well, and he's a big part of the problem of why you guys aren't winning football games, and he was given a record-breaking contract while fans were asked to look the other way at the unsavory things that he was taken to court over and settled 24 cases over, the most recent basically accused him of rape. I am just befuddled. I wish they had the same passion for the alleged victims that they did for the... Now, I'm not excusing the response for the fans. It was classless, but I get it. I understand it.
Daryl, when it comes to that response, do you think the rest of this season is fans versus players?
I think it could very well turn into it. I do. I mean, I've seen plenty of ugly seasons, and I know you have too, Nick, and I know you have Jonathan, but I think it went overboard yesterday a little bit. All that had to be said is, didn't appreciate the fans booing the guy when he was down. And that's the way it should be. It should have been left. But for Myles Garrett to come out and pontificate about how Deshaun has been like this model citizen throughout his life and career is about as tone deaf as it gets. You know, so I just, you know, I get it. You don't cheer, you don't celebrate an injury. That's out of bounds. But booing him during player introductions, oh, absolutely, go for it. That's totally fair. The guy hadn't played well. But I just feel like it was a coordinate. They found something to distract everybody from the fact that they couldn't beat an awful Cincinnati Bengals team and the fact that they can't score 20 points in a game yet and the fact that they're 1-6 and their season is basically over. Like, I kind of feel like that they seized that moment to dangle out there how awful a small segment of Browns fans that were in that stadium that behaved in a certain way just to distract from the fact they suck at football right now.
Darryl, if it was you, would you go to DTR or would you go, if healthy and available, or would you go to Jameis Winston?
I would go to DTR, if assuming he's healthy and available, which I don't believe he's going to be healthy and available this week, so it will be Jameis. But big picture view, I would absolutely go to DTR before Jameis.
Is that because you're trying to get a better draft pick, or is that because you genuinely believe?
Get a true... Well, winning games right now is pointless. You're 1-6. You're done. You're cooked, okay? There's no salvaging this train wreck. So what you need to do organizationally is to go into evaluation mode, okay? And so now you need to get a true evaluation of DTR as a quarterback, and to do that is to play him and play him for an extended period of time so you can see, okay... what was the true growth? And I'm not talking preseason evaluation or training camp evaluation or practice evaluation. I'm talking practical game experience against good football teams that you're going to play down the stretch. What really was the growth from his rookie year to his sophomore year? Is there something there with DTR? Is he a potential franchise quarterback in the making with some additional development? Or is he just a guy to keep the seat warm and help us get a better draft pick in April? Whereas with Jameis, he's a known quantity. You already know what he is and who he is, right? I don't think we have those answers with DTR. And unfortunately, as we sit here going into the eighth week of the season, this is about finding answers for the future and not winning football games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darryl, you're talking about evaluation mode here. I think a lot of fans are in evaluation mode with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. What can we evaluate those guys on in the final 10 games of the season?
Well, I think what's hurting Stefanski is there is zero marked improvement with this team week to week now, right? The same problems we saw yesterday with the lack of physical and mental discipline are the same problems that were there in week one, okay? That's a big, big strike against Kevin Stefanski. The fact that this offense is inept as it is a strike against Kevin Stefanski, unfortunately. When it comes to Andrew Berry, he's the one that bought some of the groceries and, cooked the meal. So there has to be some accountability there. Now, I think evaluating his drafts becomes challenging because when you're talking about all these picks from rounds 3 to 7, those are throwing stuff against the wall and you hope something stick. He's only had one first-round draft pick, and you basically got 5 years out of a guy who you should not be extending a contract to either now or in the spring. But you at least got 5 years of service out of him, out of the player. JOK, nice second-round pick there. But outside of that, it's not been all that great. Okay, MJ Emerson, really good last year. He's not been so good this year. So, and he had the interest in Deshaun Watson during the offseason there in 2022. And, he's the one that got the ball rolling on that whole process. And we know what an unmitigated disaster this whole trade has turned out to be. So, they're right now, prisoner of the moment, things don't look good for either one of those guys. Take a step back for a minute. Take a deep breath. Okay. Two of the first 4 years were playoff seasons, two-time coach of the year. Last year, you could argue that Barry should have been a candidate for executive of the year. But just right now, the whole thing is just falling apart. And usually when things fall apart like this, somebody pays the price.
Daryl, with that being said, do you think of the three ways this could go, one guy gets fired, the other guy gets fired, or both guys get fired, what do you think is most likely to play out if, let's say, they continue on a clip to be in conversation for a top three pick?
Well, if they end up with a top three pick, I think there's an argument to hit the reset button. They were here for 5 years, and you're back to square one, right? Actually, you're further behind than when they got here, because when they got here, there was a foundation in place that they just had to build on top of and basically take it to the finish line here. Whereas if you have a top three draft pick, that means you have won between one and three games, and you're all the way back to 2016-17 type of a situation. And so if you're going all the way back there, I would think a complete house cleaning would be in order.
Daryl, I want to talk about the wide receivers, but I'm having trouble. Which one do you think was more important? Jerry Jeudy throwing his helmet late in the fourth quarter, or Elijah Moore being, disciplinary reasons for why he didn't play the first two drives and then us never really finding out why that was?
I would say disciplinary reasons, because forced Kevin Stefanski to do something, right? He did something that caused Stefanski to basically bench one of his players. The Jeudy throwing the helmet, of course, bad look, frustration. Look, I'd be frustrated too at this point, right? I'll be honest with you, I'd be a little worried if nobody was throwing a helmet with the way this thing's going. So for me, the discipline issue trumps the show of frustration on the sidelines.
Daryl, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You bet, guys.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.